Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, because he is the only way of salvation. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship as again we look into the precious truths of the living Word of God. For God's Word, beloved, is living. You can read a novel, and you've pretty well got it in mind. You can read it a second time, you don't get much out of it. But, beloved, God's Word is living. You can read it 100 times, and every time you'll see new truths. You'll see things you've never seen before. It is a living Word. It is truth that opens up and unlocks, and the Holy Spirit reveals and makes known things that you've never beheld before. Oh, beloved, that's the Word of God. That's why we need to get into it every day, because this is God's love letter to mankind. God's love letter of instruction and counsel and guidance. And the Old Testament is important because it reveals many wonderful truths that were hidden previously, which the New Testament unlocks and opens up. And yet, beloved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, this book is closed to you. You cannot understand it because you do not have the author, the Holy Spirit of God. And therefore, it's a hidden book to you. And you cannot make any sense of it. It's closed as far as you are concerned. And it's hidden. The Word of God, beloved, can only be known and understood if a person knows Jesus Christ as Savior and has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 pointed out how that the Word of God is hidden to the lost and the ungodly. Paul wrote in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verse 7, But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, speaking of Satan and his evil forces, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, beloved, even Satan himself does not know all of God's plan and what God's going to do and how God's going to work and fulfill his will. Satan doesn't know. Oh, Satan tries to bluff people into thinking that he's all-powerful, but he's not, beloved. Satan is very limited in his power. He can only do what God allows him to do, beloved. That's the mighty God that we can know personally and be a part of his family and be born into his family through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, beloved, he puts on a bluff. He's a great bluffer. He's a great counterfeiter. Oh, he will deceive, he will blind, he will bind, he will do everything he can to keep people from the knowledge of the truth. And those who listen to him are under his control and his dominion and are in bondage, just like the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage. And they're serving Satan. And believe me, Satan's a hard taskmaster. It's not easy to serve Satan. I mean, sin is hard, beloved. Sin demands much of an individual. Sin makes your life miserable and wretched. But Jesus Christ came to liberate and set people free. And, beloved, the wisdom of God is hidden to the world. even the princes of this world, Satan, who is the power of the world system. That is, he's the prince of the power of the air he's spoken of. Beloved, there's so much he does not know and that he's ignorant of. That's why he's devised education that is filled with worldly wisdom, but does not know the wisdom of God. A worldly wisdom that James wrote about in the book of James, chapter 3. A worldly wisdom that's full of envy and full of strife and full of selfishness and self-centeredness. Yes, beloved, that's the kind of wisdom the world teaches. That's why many of our young people go to colleges and universities, and there they're taught not to believe in God. There they're taught to believe in false teachings and to believe in things that are lies of Satan that are not true, because they don't want to believe what the Word of God says. And so many young people's faith has been destroyed in universities and in colleges that do not teach the truth and do not teach godly wisdom, but teach worldly wisdom, which is deceptive and which is filled with lies and which is untrue. Verse 9 says, "But as it is written," 1 Corinthians 2, "but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit." You see, beloved, this is why many college educators do not understand the Bible, and they can't make heads or tails out of it, and they say that it's for fools and ignoramuses and old folks, because they do not have the Spirit of God, and therefore they do not understand the Word of God. "But God hath revealed it unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Oh, you see, beloved, that's why it's so important that a person put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts him as Savior. Because when we invite Christ to come into our life, he not only liberates and delivers us from the bondage of sin and sets us free, even as he did the children of Israel, but he gives us the Holy Spirit of God, who opens up the truths of God's Word. Now, beloved, remember, when a person is born into the family of God, they're like a little spiritual baby, just like a physical baby cannot eat meat and cannot eat bread and cannot eat solid foods. They have to be fed a simple diet. And as they grow, they develop teeth. And as they develop teeth, they're able to begin to eat solid foods and begin to digest solid foods. And they begin to grow and they begin to develop physically. So the same thing is true spiritually, beloved. A baby Christian, one who's just been delivered from the bondage of sin, they have to have a simple diet. They do not know how to live a victorious Christian life. They have to be taught and explained the Word of God, and truths have to be opened up. And as they get into the Scripture, there's much they cannot understand to begin with. But as they've studied the Word, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. He unlocks the Word. He opens up the Word. He begins to reveal wonderful truth. And this is what Paul said. "Even so, what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him?" Verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 2. "Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural mind, that is, the natural man, the one who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned." Oh, beloved, the world looks at Christians who go to church And they say, what a waste of time. Those people go there and just to listen to somebody talk and beat their gums together and say a bunch of words, why, it's a waste of time. And the unbeliever doesn't care anything about the things of God. These things are hidden to him. These truths do not make sense. He's blinded by Satan. He's in spiritual darkness. He's in spiritual bondage, just like the children of Israel were in physical bondage. And they did not know what freedom was. They didn't understand what it was to be liberated, to be delivered, to be set free. And that's why they kept talking about going back to the gods of Egypt, because they were familiar with the old ways, and they knew what it was to live under bondage, and the things that they did enjoy under bondage. They wanted to go back to those things, because it was hard living in freedom and walking in this new lifestyle and this new way of living. Oh yes, beloved, it takes growth. It's not easy to grow up. And it's not easy for a young Christian to grow and mature in the things of the Lord. But, oh, beloved, the joy, the blessing, the freedom, the deliverance from sin and from its control and from its dominion. Oh, it's easy to slip back into the old patterns of sin. And that's what Paul talks about here in Romans 6, 7, and 8. And the victory that we have through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, and how we do not have to live the way we used to live. Oh yes, a young baby in Christ will slip back sometimes into the old patterns of sin. A young babe in Christ will try to live the Christian life with the energy of the flesh, and you can't live the Christian life that way. You will fail. You'll be miserable. You'll be wretched. That's what Paul describes in Romans chapter 6, as he said, O wretched man I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin? Because there's sin that indwells this physical body. And that's what we're going to get into in our next study. We're going to talk about in our next broadcast how the believer can have victory and can grow in the knowledge of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and does not have to live a defeated, miserable, wretched life under the control of sinful habits and habitual sin. Oh, beloved, you can be delivered and set free and walk in victory and live the life of the overcomer, a life that brings glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about in our next broadcast. So I hope you'll join us then. And until then, goodbye.